2 Maccabees 1:1. When these covenants were made, Lishas went unto the king, and the Jews were about their husbandry. 1:2. But of the governors of several places, Timotheus, and Apollonius the son of Genuas, also Hieronymus, and Demophon, and beside them Nicanor the governor of Cyprus, would not suffer them to be quiet, and live in peace. 1:3. The men of Joppa also did such an ungodly deed. They prayed the Jews that dwelt among them to go with their wives and children into the boats, which they had prepared, as though they had meant them no hurt. 1:4. Who accepted of it, according to the common decree of the city, as being desirous to live in peace, and suspecting nothing. But when they were gone forth into the deep, they drowned no less than 200 of them. 1:5. When Judas heard of this cruelty done unto his countrymen, he commanded those that were with him to make them ready. 1:6. And calling upon God, the righteous judge, he came against those murderers of his brethren, and burnt the haven by night, and set the boats on fire, and those that fled thither he slew. 1:7. And when the town was shut up, he went backward, as if he would return to root out all them of the city of Joppa. 1:8. But when he heard that the Jumnites were minded to do in like manner unto the Jews that dwelt among them, 1:9, he came upon the Jumnites also by night, and set fire on the haven and the navy, so that the light of the fire was seen at Jerusalem 240 furlongs off. 12:10. Now when they were gone from thence 9 furlongs in their journey toward Timotheus, no fewer than 5,000 men on foot and 500 horsemen of the Arabians set upon him. 12:11. Whereupon there was a very sore battle. But Judas' side, by the help of God, got the victory. So that the nomads of Arabia, being overcome, besought Judas for peace, promising both to give him cattle, and to pleasure him otherwise. 12:12. Then Judas, thinking indeed that they would be profitable in many things, granted them peace. Whereupon they shook hands, and so they departed to their tents. 12:13. He went also about to make a bridge to a certain strong city, which was fenced about with walls, and inhabited by people of divers countries. And the name of it was Caspis. 12:14. But they that were within it put such trust in the strength of the walls, and provision of victuals, that they behaved themselves rudely toward them that were with Judas, railing and blaspheming, and uttering such words as were not to be spoken. 12:15. Wherefore Judas, with his company, calling upon the great Lord of the world, who without rams or engines of war, did cast down Jericho, in the time of Joshua, gave a fierce assault against the walls, 12:16, and took the city, by the will of God, and made unspeakable slaughters, in Samak that a lake, 2 furlongs broad near adjoining Theroianto, being filled full, was seen running with blood. 12:17. Then departed they from thence 750 furlongs, and came to Cheraku unto the Jews that are called Tubini. 12:18. But as for Timotheus, they found him not in the places. For before he had dispatched anything, he departed from thence, having left a very strong garrison in a certain hold. 12:19. Howbeit Dositheus and Sosipater, who were of Maccabeus' captains, went forth and slew those that Timotheus had left in the fortress, above 10,000 men. 12:20. And Maccabeus ranged his army by bands, and set them over the bands, and went against Timotheus, who had about him 120,000 men of foot, and 2,500 horsemen. 12:21. Now, when Timotheus had knowledge of Judas' coming, he sent the women and children and the other baggage unto a fortress called Carnion. For the town was hard to besiege, and uneasy to come unto, by reason of the straitness of all the places. 12:22. But when Judas his first band came in sight, the enemies, being smitten with fear and terror, through the appearing of him, who seeth all things, fled amen, one running into this way, another that way, so as that they were often hurt of their own men, and wounded with the points of their own swords. 12:23. Judas also was very earnest in pursuing them, killing those wicked wretches, of whom he slew about 30,000 men. 12:24. Moreover, Timotheus himself fell into the hands of Dositheus and Sosipater, whom he besought with much craft to let him go with his life, because he had many of the Jews' parents and the brethren of some of them, who if they put him to death, should not be regarded. 12:25. So when he had assured them with many words that he would restore them without hurt, according to the agreement, they let him go for the saving of their brethren. 12:26, then Maccabeus marched forth to Carnion, and to the temple of Atargatus, and there he slew 25,000 persons. 12:27, and after he had put to flight and destroyed them, Judas removed the host toward Ephron, a strong city, wherein Lysias abode, and a great multitude of divers nations, and the strong young men, kept the walls, and defended them mightily. Wherein also was great provision of engines and darts. 12:28, but when Judas and his company had called upon Almighty God, who with his power breaketh the strength of his enemies, they won the city, and slew 25,000 of them that were within. 12:29, from thence they departed to Scythopolis, which lieth 600 furlongs from Jerusalem. 12:30, but when the Jews that dwelt there had testified that the Scythopolitans dealt lovingly with them, and entreated them kindly in the time of their adversity. 12:31, they gave them thanks, desiring them to be friendly still unto them. And so they came to Jerusalem, the feast of the weeks approaching. 12:32, and after the feast, called Pentecost, they went forth against Gorgias the governor of Idumea. 12:33, who came out with 3,000 men of foot and 400 horsemen. 12:34, and it happened that, in their fighting together, a few of the Jews were slain. 12:35, at which time Dosibois, one of Bessiner's company, who was on horseback, and a strong man, was still upon Gorgias, and taking hold of his coat, threw him by force. And when he would have taken that cursed man alive, a horseman of Thracia, coming upon him, smote off his shoulder, so that Gorgias fled unto Marissa. 12:36, now when they that were with Gorgias had fought long, and were weary, Judas called upon the Lord, that he would shew himself to be their helper, and leader of the battle. 12:37, and with that he began in his own language, and sung psalms with a loud voice, and rushing unawares upon Gorgias' men, he put them to flight. 12:38, so Judas gathered his host, and came into the city of Adullam, and when the seventh day came, they purified themselves, as the custom was, and kept the Sabbath in the same place. 12:39, and upon the day following, as the use had been, Judas and his company came to take up the bodies of them that were slain, and to bury them with their kinsmen in their father's graves. 12:40, now under the coats of every one that was slain they found things consecrated to the idols of the Jumnites, which is forbidden the Jews by the law. Then every man saw that this was the cause wherefore they were slain. 12:41, all men therefore praising the Lord, the righteous judge, who had opened the things that were hid. 12:42, betook themselves unto prayer, and besought him that the sin committed might wholly be put out of remembrance. Besides that, noble Judas exhorted the people to keep themselves from sin, for Samach, as they saw before their eyes the things that came to pass for the sins of those that were slain. 12:43, and when he had made a gathering throughout the company, to the sum of 2,000 drachms of silver, he sent it to Jerusalem, to offer a sin offering, doing therein very well and honestly, in that he was mindful of the resurrection. 12:44, if he had not hoped that they that were slain should have risen again, it had been superfluous and vain to pray for the dead. 12:45, and also, in that he perceived that there was great favor laid up for those that died godly, it was an holy and good thought. Whereupon he made a reconciliation for the dead, that they might be delivered from sin.